T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The story that most intrigues us, I think, based upon calls today and me, is the story of these Catholic students' March for Life rally and what happened with them at the Lincoln Memorial, of all places, on Friday, that's gone viral. We've talked about all the people condemning them. There's another part of it. And by happenstance, Steve Feldman from ZOA, Zionist of America, has written a brilliant piece about this, not bad, about Mark Lamont Hill, this professor over at Temple University, and some of his antics. But I wanted to talk to Steve first about the Black Israelites, the real Jews, I think they billed themselves as. They were the main player in what happened in Washington. And the Women's March, I want to play you one of the people. Her name is Tamika Mowry, okay, for the Women's March. She could not find the ability over the weekend to say that Israel has the right to exist. Now, she's one of the two principal leaders of the Vaunted Women's March. Here's what she said.
Is it your view that Israel has a right to exist as a nation?
I have said many times that I feel everyone has a right to exist. I feel everyone has a right to exist. I just don't feel that anyone has a right to exist at the disposal of another group.
In your view, does that include Israelis in Israel?
I believe that all people have the right to exist, and that Palestinians are also suffering with a great crisis, and that there are other Jewish scholars who will sit here and say the same. I'm done talking about this.
Okay.
So you can move.
Okay. I just don't think it requires scholarly knowledge to be able to say that Israel has a right to exist.
Again, I believe everyone has the right to exist.
All right. Now, this is the difficulty of our age, the moronic response of this woman and the other woman, the Sarsour woman, Linda Sarsour, in the middle of the women's rally. By the way, I am so thrilled. I got to tell you, I am thrilled at how much this women's rally has gone down, the numbers, the whole thing. I am thrilled. It's becoming almost a non-event because it's ridiculous what this is about. When you have people like this, not one anti-Israel person at best, but two. Here's Linda Sarsour, the Muslim woman at the rally. I think she was speaking in New York City, promoting boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel.
To standing up for free speech and our constitutional right to boycott, divestment, and sanctions in these United States of America.
She has such a pleasing style. You know, I was thinking of her styling. Has that New York? I think she's from New York. Man, you heard that, right? Which out of the three is worse here?
What difference at this point does it make?
All right. And then, of course, Elizabeth Warren.
You didn't have to worry that marauding bands would come.
I think we found someone who is more annoying than either one of those two. I think she ought to run for president on the Democrat side. Sarsour. God, that delivery, I'm watching it today. Just, whew, this is the women's march. These are the principal leaders. What's wrong with women that this is where they're going? All right, let's break all this down from ZOA, Zionist of America. Steve Feldman joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome in.
Good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me on. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Listeners.
Yeah. Now, before we get back to Mark Lamont Hill, I've touted today. I'm not sure if you heard, Steve, but you're the original guy who called my attention to the so-called Black Israelites, the, quote, real Jews.
The clothespin guys. Yes.
They used to hang up at the clothespin. Then they became a public nuisance, big time, but goofy judge in Philadelphia lets them go in front of a fancy store over at Liberty Place, harass people. Steve, what these people were the ones that triggered all this. Anybody that watches the tape of the students from the Catholic school with them, engaging in them, and I guess the chaperones were too goofy to stop them from engaging in them. Is it your view that they cross the line between protected speech by what they do? You've been up close and personal. I've only been there once. What do you think?
Dom, I will never forget the day that I was reporting about them at the clothespin, and their leader told me he was going to cut off my head and spit down my throat. I'll never forget those words. I'll never forget the way they were delivered. That group of people is a violent group that is out to intimidate. They claim they are the real Jews. That is the most preposterous thing that anybody could say or imagine. They are aggressive. They're in many cities. They're not just in Philadelphia, and we saw them in Washington. And to, you know, why they were at the March for Life and starting trouble there, God only knows, but they were, and they ran into these students. And as you said, there was the confrontation.
Yeah. So, now, look, I think the First Amendment does extend, but over at Liberty Place, they are threatening and harassing people trying to go into a business. I think the business has certain rights that they're glomming off them, and they set up stages. They block the sidewalk. No other group in Philadelphia, you and I know it, would get this without a mob scene and or police or L&I or somebody ticketing them and harassing them and making it difficult to do this nonsense.
Yeah, they are very intimidating, and that includes intimidating authorities, I think, who don't want to start with them, don't want to have a violent confrontation, because I believe that if police or authorities did try to remove them, they would not go peacefully based on their behavior.
Yeah, so the whole country, Steve, thank you. You're one of the few people that early on with this group put it out there. And when we watch this whole tape with these students, why they were there, no one knows. But it is bizarre, but harassing, threatening, up and down the line. Speaking of which,
that's what they do. Anybody that comes by, right. They harass and threaten them, sure.
And particularly, we're living in an era where, you know, guys like Kenny and the others about homophobia, and sometimes I agree with them, sometimes I don't. These are among the most homophobic groups out there on bullhorns.
And nobody does anything about it, right? You're exactly right, and nobody's going to do anything about it. There is a tolerance when it comes from certain quarters, and zero tolerance when it comes from other quarters, and we see that played out in Philadelphia and elsewhere.
The Women's March, though, is weightier than talking about these bizarro figures, because this had real power the first time around with the hats and with the going after Trump and all that. And you may have not been surprised if there were one anti-Israel or, in my view, anti-Semitic people or person there. That would be one bad apple. It's horrible. Why not the outer? Appears to be a whole nest of them there. We just played Tamika Mowry, who can't say that Israel has a right to exist. And then, of course, Linda Sarsour, who's the real star of this. This time around, Steve, some in the media and the DNC distanced themselves from them. But I don't know that the average woman, because the media just isn't explicit enough, realizes who's leading these marches and what they're about.
That's exactly right. Tamika Mallory is an avowed supporter and fan of Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam, who's one of the most vile public Jew haters in the country. So she's a fan of his. She attends his speeches. He's actually singled her out while she's been in the audience. Linda Sarsour, by the way, don't give her any ideas about running for president, but it's just filled with venom. And the whole Women's March seems to have morphed into something that originally was only about helping women, to now, through the phenomenon of intersectionality, has kind of grasped this anti-Jewish attitude and call.
Now, let's hold up for a minute, Steve. For the listeners, this is a new term to them, I think, this idea that all these radical groups come together. Any event they do, if you're in for one, you're for all of it, is essentially what it is. And that's one thing. Okay. But why is part of that plank, in your view, because you study this, live this every day, anti-Israel and anti-Semitism, why is that a plank of the intersectionality of these people?
I think they are the organizers, at least the anti-Jewish organizers of these events, including Black Lives Matter. There's a whole plank in Black Lives Matter about boycotting Israel also. They take advantage of people who want to do good, who want to help a situation that actually needs help, and inject the most venomous, vile Jew hatred into that, and everybody gloms on. The true story of what's happening in the Middle East is not as it's presented in the media. It's not as it's presented by the propagandists from the Arab and Muslim worlds. The Jewish people are the indigenous people on the land. There's enough to document that I don't need to go over that right now unless you want to. But the Palestinian Arabs and their supporters have not given up on their goal of destroying Israel, of in some cases killing Jews, and they're using the Women's March, they're using Black Lives Matter, which is one of the ways Mark Lamont Hill got into it, by the way, the anti-Israel, anti-Jewish stuff through BLM and what was going on at Ferguson. But they use that to indoctrinate others, these mm-hmm. other groups in Philadelphia, for example. There's the group in the neighborhood around Temple's campus is in opposition to the proposed stadium. Well, there's a group on campus called Students for Justice in Palestine. They have come to the aid and support of this neighborhood group. So when Students for Justice of Palestine has an event, you've got people from the neighborhood showing up in support of these anti-Israel
activities. It fleshes out their numbers, gives them more power, too, or appearance of
exactly.
that. Exactly. Yep.
And it indoctrinates people who really would right. not know any better, would not have mm-hmm. an interest in what's going on in the Middle East. And they get indoctrinated, they get brainwashed, and they become, unfortunately, Jew haters.
Let's talk about Mark Lamont Hill now. Where does your editorial appear, Steve?
It's in the Jewish Exponent this past Thursday, JewishExponent.com, in the op-eds.
Now, when I went after Mark Lamont Hill, who I have experience with sparring, debating on many venues, I talked about, look, it's one thing to have an opinion that is just hateful. It's another to hold up stuff that can be debated and verified, and that's where the rub comes in, that this guy then could be in academic trouble. When he talks about poisoning the water, that Israel is poisoning the water of various Palestinian elements, outright trying to kill them by poisoning the water, that's where Temple ought to step in. He's got to prove that or he's out.
Well, not only that, a couple days after Temple's Board of Trustees issued a statement which includes a claim that he has apologized, Hill has apologized. He was on a nationally syndicated radio show and accusing Israeli authorities of training New York City police to murder Black Americans in the streets of New York. I mean, the accusations
what?
From him, yes.
Oh.
The accusations from him are outrageous, and that somebody who is a faculty member at a legitimate university says these things, makes these claims, which are patently false, easily to be mm-hmm. proven false, are terrible. But he also calls for violence. He stirs up violence. Ironically, we're talking on Martin Luther King Day. He has castigated Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi, their nonviolent approaches, saying that's not always the answer. That's not always mm-hmm.
yep,
what works.
Exactly. Well, here's the big, big question for you, and I know it's something you ponder and are very thoughtful on, and ZOA maybe is a counter to this. You have any number of people that are Jewish at various places that seemingly know how wrong this is, et cetera. But liberalism, I guess, seems to triumph over that, Steve. Or they're afraid they don't want to be seen as they're only speaking out against this because they're Jewish themselves. It's easier for me, as somebody who's not, I guess. What is it, the ADL, outfits like that, they just don't bring whatever influence they have to bear and to rally people to oppose all this stuff?
I think it's a little bit of all the above. I think there is the fear that you say. I think there is a misguided sense of priorities. A group that was founded to be a Jewish defense organization should concentrate on Jewish defense. It doesn't mean it has to exclusively
right.
focus on that, but that should certainly be its priority. As far as individuals, there's rabbis who support the Women's March and Linda Sarsour, regrettably. It's a terrible phenomenon, but it's not a new phenomenon. We've seen it various times, comes in waves throughout history, especially in the Jewish community, where people within the community support our adversaries, our enemies. There's various reasons, and there's not enough couches in the country to lay them all down and to analyze them. I think it differs from person to person. But it is a terrible problem because enemies of the Jewish people and enemies of America, frankly, and enemies of Israel say they hold these people up as examples and say, look, even your own people, you know, say, you know, so and so. So it is a problem. There are people in the Jewish community who, you know, the term, I don't care for the term, but they're called self-haters. I don't care for that term. But they seem to side with our enemies. They seem to be anti-Israel, have a false understanding either through the education system or the media. I mean, the media, not a day goes by, especially the New York Times, off the Philadelphia Inquirer, where they're not bashing Israel with lie after lie after lie, whether it's in the news section or the op-ed section, editorials. So it's pervasive, and people who don't know any better pick up on that, believe that's the truth, including, unfortunately, some in the Jewish community, and it's a problem.
Absolutely. Hey, Steve, thank you as always. Thanks. And
no, thank you. It was really
I can't tell listeners, I don't know how many that years ago that was that I read that from you about the black Israelites and said, oh, my God, what it must be like to go and cover that. Thanks for joining us today, though, as always, Steve.
Thank you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.